Hello, you tasty little morsel. What the hell are you doing outside of your room this late at night? Did you forget the campus has a curfew? You should go back inside. You saw me coming out here and decided to follow me, did you? Well, I'm fine. So there's nothing for you to worry about. Go back to your room. You don't want to get in trouble, do you? Don't worry. I'll be fine. Acting different. In what way? So, I like the dark. I've always been a night owl. That's nothing new. And if that's all you're worried about, then you had no reason to follow me. So go already. I am not acting weird. Look, you're the one who came out here after me. I know what I'm doing. You're the one who's clueless. So please go back to your room. Where am I going? That's none of your business. Look, if you have something to say to me, then just say it. I'm not trying to distance myself from you. I've just got a lot going on, okay? We can hang out some other time. Just not tonight. Look, you're still one of my really close friends. And I do trust you, alright? But this has nothing to do with you. Or anyone else. Shh. Damn it. Will you keep your voice down? You don't have to shout. I'll tell you when I'm ready to talk about it. Alright. Now just leave me be. Stopped eating. What the hell are you talking about? I still eat plenty. At lunch. Well, the school food is gross. Of course I'm just gonna toss it in the trash. I typically just buy my own food after school. And I eat in my dorm room. That doesn't have anything to do with this. Pale. Will you stop? Your speculating is getting nowhere. And you're wrong. I'm still eating and I'm not paler. Haven't come out during the day. Now you're just being delusional. I'm my perfectly healthy, fine, normal self, alright? Now will you please go? I promise I'll be back in time for school tomorrow. I'm not going too far. Whatever. I'll see you later, okay? Hurry back inside, before someone catches you. What is it now? Let go of my hand, idiot. Wait a minute. What's that smell? Your knee is bleeding. Did you know that? You tripped and fell on the way here. Damn it. Now you really have to go. Can't believe I didn't notice it until you got closer to me. Look, forget I said that. Just go get that cleaned up, okay? Please. Wait. Did you land on your hands, too? You have a little scrape here. Oh, no. This scent. It's so overwhelming. Damn it. Just let me lick it better. The skin on your hands is so smooth. It looks like a rock cut through you like paper. Just one bite. Ah. sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Shh. Stop screaming. Please calm down. What did you say? I'm a vampire. Damn it. Shh. Be quiet. I'm sorry. You weren't supposed to find out about this. No one was. I was hit with some kind of a weird quirk that made me crave human blood. And now I can't go out in the sun. I can't even eat normal food anymore either. I've been trying to get a handle on this for days. All I could do was go out at night and hunt for wild animals. Because I didn't want to hurt anybody. You're the first person that I've bit. Sorry, I can't uncover your mouth just yet. I have to be sure that you're not going to scream anymore. You promise? Okay. I'm going to let go of you now. There. Shh. I told you not to yell. Calm down. It's not as bad as you think. I'm sure it'll wear off eventually. Will you stop calling me that? I'm not a vampire. At least I don't think I am. Open my mouth. Fine. Jeez. You didn't have to stick your finger in it. Fangs. I know. And I'm really sorry about the palm of your hand. When you grabbed me, and I smelt the blood, I couldn't contain myself. What? No, I swear. You're the first human I've tasted. In the beginning, I could just eat raw meat. And still a little bit of human food. But then after a day, I couldn't even hold that down anymore. I could no longer eat raw steaks. Or any kind of human food at all. So I decided to go into the forest behind campus. I found some rabbits out there, some deer. A snake. And you don't want to know what else. But it seemed to work. Apparently, I have to eat living things. I don't really understand why. And I don't kill them, either. I just drink a little bit of their blood. And then I let them go. Well, except for the snake. And maybe a rat. Or two. Hey! Ow! What's that for? It's not like I did it on purpose. I was just hungry, okay? I get hungrier and hungrier every day now. I don't know what I'm gonna do. What? Please tell me you didn't just suggest that. There's no way in hell I'm gonna feed off of you. Well, yeah. I mean, I feel full right now, but... Wait, you're right. I didn't even drink that much of your blood. And I'm completely fine. Before that, I was so ravenous. I felt like I was gonna die or something if I didn't eat. That's why I was in such a hurry. But no, it's a stupid idea. What if somebody found out? Just temporary. Until we find a solution. I don't know if this is a good idea. What if I hurt you? I mean, if I start drinking your blood and I can't stop. There's gotta be a way. Something you could do to subdue me. Well, I don't know. You know more about this vampire stuff than I do. Don't you know any legends or codes or something? Yeah, something like that. A word to get me to submit. Yeah? What about your blood? Well, I can still feel it in my body. It's kind of like I'm connected to you somehow. I'm still trying to figure out how all of this works, okay? So just cut me some slack. No, I didn't feel this way about any of the animals I bit. Wait, that's not true. When I went to sleep after, I could see through the bunny's eyes for a little bit. Like I was running through the forest as them. But it only happened the once. Well, I don't know. Try telling me to do something, I guess. Sit, boy. Really? I can't believe you actually thought that would do something. Will you knock it off? This is serious. Well, try saying different words then. Telling me to submit didn't do anything. Telling me to stop doesn't do anything. Be a good boy. Where the hell did you hear that? And no, it doesn't have any effect on me either. Think of something more like a command. Stay. I'm not a dog, idiot. Though that might have worked on, like, a werewolf. Try again. No. 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 Definitely not that. Wait. Go back. Say that last one again. Damn it. I think that's it. Yeah. Just say that. And it's like a weird ringing in my ear. I think that'll get me to stop drinking your blood. But of all the words, why did it have to be that one? Oh, nothing. It's just degrading, that's all. Ow! Will you stop saying it? You wanna test it? How the hell are we supposed to- No way. I'm not biting you again. Hey, wait. Don't get too close to me. Please knock it off. This isn't a joke. I said stay away. Damn it. Why is there a stupid tree here? Will you move your hand out of my face? Stop it. The smell of blood. You're pushing it, you know. If something happens and I kill you, I would never be able to forgive myself. But that scent, it's so sweet. Damn it. I can't resist. Why are you pulling your hair back? You seriously want me to bite your neck? Oh, right. Sorry, I didn't mean to yell. But that's... I mean... Okay, fine. Damn it. I don't think I could have stopped myself anyway. But you didn't have to be so pushy about it. All right. I can see the veins in your neck. They're pulsing. Is that normal? Well, how the hell am I supposed to know? I've never been a vampire before, moron. It's just crazy that I can see that. In fact, I think it's pitch black out here, isn't it? And I can see everything like it's daytime. I mean, it's what? After like 11 p.m.? This feels so weird. I can even hear your heart beating. It's really loud. And I can see the blood, too. It's rushing through your veins. Damn it. I can't stop myself. Damn it. What the hell? Oh, right. We were testing to see if that would work. It actually did. It stopped me dead in my tracks. For a minute there, your blood was all I could think about. The flavor of it, and the thickness of it as it went down my throat. I couldn't think about anything else. I didn't even want to stop. I'm sorry. Damn it. I really am a vampire now. This can't be real. How the hell am I gonna fix this? What's the matter? Whoa, hold on. Hey! Don't you dare pass out on me! Damn it. I drink too much of your blood. Shit! How am I gonna get help? And what am I gonna tell them? You can't pass out. Please stay awake. Just put you in bed? Yeah, but what if somebody sees me? Vampires have super speed. That's only in comic books, stupid. I can still walk normally. Wait. Or can I? Okay. Let me just pick you up. And I can try to run you to your room. We'll see how fast I can actually go. Fly? Oh, don't get ahead of yourself. I'm pretty sure I can't do that. Look, I'll figure all that stuff out later. Right now, my top priority is getting you somewhere safe. Maybe I should go get a nurse or something. Right. Get you to your bedroom first. Okay, hang on. Just wrap your arms around me. Oh, I can do this. Just think of where I want them to go. Into the dorms. Your room is the third door on the left. What the hell? How did we get in your room so fast? I didn't even take a step yet. Black smoke? Did we really just... Did I seriously? I teleported us here? But that's impossible. Whoa, easy. Right. Here. Lay down. Damn it. I've got an idea. I'm gonna go get Deku for help, okay? You just relax. You might not see me again for a while. I want to try to get this under control and figure out what I can do. I'm sorry. But I'll make sure that I get you some help before I leave. Damn it, not this again. I have to go. I'll be back soon, alright? Just give me a couple of days. Okay, Deku should be in here in a minute. I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to get you caught up in this. Please just get some rest and recover, okay? Goodbye for now.
Hey, I heard a scream. What the hell's going on in here?
What's the matter? Are you all right? You look so pale. Hey. You're gonna pass out. Oh. All right, let's get you to the nurse's office. Kotsky? Is he here? I didn't see him in the hall. Shh, it's all right. You just rest up for now. You can tell me all about it later. Let's just get you some help, okay? Hey, what the hell's going on in here? Todoroki! I'm not exactly sure, but they keep yelling for Kachan. Bakugo? I haven't seen him all day. They look like they're in bad condition. Come on, let's get them to the nurse. Right. Hang on. We've got you. You'll be okay. You'll be okay. Hey there, listener. Thank you so much for your support. If you enjoyed this video, feel free to like and subscribe for more. Also, don't forget to leave a comment down below. I really enjoy reading your feedback. And if you'd like to support the channel, please join my Patreon. You'll get early access to ASMRs, poll votes, daily updates, and of course, exclusive spicy content made just for you, and much, much more. My Discord link is also in the description down below, if you'd like to chat with me. I'd love to get to know you better. And as always, this is Akihiko Kai. See you next time.